بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In this chapter, that there are many ways of doing good deeds, and one particular way that was mentioned, if a person finds that he's weak in all ways, then at least not to harm anyone, to save oneself from causing any harm to anyone, that will also be written as a good deed. And in fact, as it is mentioned in the hadith, as we mentioned, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba that if you have relationships with your wife, you are rewarded for that also. The Sahaba was surprised and they said, we do that for our enjoyment and our pleasure, our passion, our lust we fulfill. In that also we get sawab. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what if you had done that with a woman whom it is haram to? Wouldn't you get guna? Said, definitely you will get guna. So when you did it in the right way, you will get reward also. So even for that there is reward. So for everything what Allah Ta'ala has prescribed for us, that Allah Ta'ala has kept great ways of earning great success in the heights of Jannah very, very easily. But if we remain aloof and we remain unmindful and we don't take heed, then we will be the very great losers. So with regard to this, the commentary on this ayat, on this hadith, the Quran and Sunnah teach us to be humane, generous and caring, rather than be self-centered. Unfortunately, many of us, all we worry is about ourselves. We don't worry of any other person. So much so this disease spread that we don't even really care for our wives and children. If we have money extra, we think of buying clothes for ourselves. We don't think of the needs of the wife, of the children, etc. Forget neighbors, family, other people. We're just living for ourselves. And we expect everyone to serve us, but we are not prepared to serve anyone. That is not the way of a Muslim at all. We should be not just self-centered, but outgoing. For other people, we should live for other people. And there are so many other people who live for others, and they are loved by everyone. A person who lives for others, tries and help them, see to their needs, etc., and he doesn't worry about himself. Such a person has a very high position by Allah Ta'ala. We had our Haji Sulaiman from Hackwood, Haji Sulaiman Majid. He used to come from there, from Hackwood, in those days to Krukasdorp on Juma. And all the people around him, Muslims and non-Muslim, should ask him, you are going to town, won't you do this work for us? And he should oblige everyone. And he should do everyone else's work before his own work. If his own work gets left out, he wouldn't mind. But he would see that everyone else's work gets done. So people with such heart, and he was, mashallah, very righteous and pious also. But even if a person is not so pious, but he has got that nature of seeing to other people, his position by Allah is very high. We should endeavor in that direction also. One who strives to develop these qualities will find immense satisfaction in life and bring considerable joy to others as well. If a person does this, then he will find a real enjoyment. There is much more enjoyment in feeding other people biryani than eating biryani yourself. If we learn to feed others, that enjoyment that we get, and the other people whose needs will be satisfied, and we look after other people, they will appreciate also so much. They will regard us not as human beings, but as farishtas and angels. And that this inner satisfaction which Allah Ta'ala will give. The Ansar, when they saw to all the needs of the Muhajireen, which Allah Ta'ala explains, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. They should see to the needs of the Muhajireen, though they themselves would suffer losses. They would stay hungry, keep the children hungry, and they would feed the Muhajireen. But the enjoyment they got in there is much more than eating the food and not worrying about the guests. So Allah give us also tawfiq to make efforts to develop such habits and such qualities within us. Every person, irrespective of his financial status or background, has the opportunity of engaging in various avenues of good in order to earn the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Even if it's a poor person, he also can spend something. If he can't give a million rand in charity, he can give one rand. Whatever, and by Allah, it is not the amount you give, but the percentage you give. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu once came with a huge amount and gave it for the expedition of Tabuk. And then after that, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu, and his amount was very big. Hazrat Abu Bakr came with a much more smaller amount. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Hazrat Umar, how much have you brought? He said, half of everything which I had. I kept back half and half I gave. And that half was a very big amount. Hazrat Abu Bakr came with a much more smaller amount. Asked, how much have you given? I said, I've given everything. I've swept my house out, I've kept nothing in my house. So though the amount was smaller, but percentage-wise it was 100%. And Hazrat Umar's was 50%. So to give, even if we are poor, or even if we are rich, we should give and we should open our hearts and spend on those who are in need, etc. So we shouldn't see that only if we can give a big amount, no matter what we can give, so much that even half a khajur, a person saves himself from the fire of Jahannam. Half a khajur a person gives, Allah Ta'ala makes that investment grow until it is more than the amount of Uhud also. So we should give with sincerity in the path of Allah. Allah Ta'ala increases that investment of ours. More than what any investment in this dunya of ours can increase, etc., become double and triple the amount. Allah, by we invest by Allah, it go and it's forever by Allah. Yeah, in this world, no matter how much we invest, and no matter how much that investment grows, but many times wherever we invest, they go down. They deceive the people over and over. We have these things, but by Allah it will never happen. And in any case, we will die and leave our investments also behind. What we invest by Allah, we will go to it, and it will be there for us forever and ever. So whatever roads of goodness we can practice on, we should not keep back. Whether it is even smiling to a Muslim brother, etc., whether it is spending a little money, whether it is being service to somebody, help somebody, etc. Because even effortless deeds such as saving others from one's harm are counted as good deeds in his sight. That if a person can't do any good, at least he can save others from his harm, from his tongue, from his dirty looks he gives to people, etc. That also Allah writes as good deeds. So when Allah is so merciful, so kind, and we still don't make it for the akhirah, we've got no one to blame but ourselves. Allah has made it completely easy. Every person, a Muslim, is also encouraged to spend from his most valuable wealth. The Quran says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Whatever we can spend is good, very good, even if it is redundant things, what we don't want. But much more better is that we spend that which we love very greatly. In Australia, it's a common practice. If a person, for example, bought a new washing machine, he will leave his old washing machine on the pavement. Whoever wants to can come and pick it up. So it is sort of redundant. He doesn't need it anymore. His fridge, washing machine, dishwasher, iron, whatever it might be. And the people who need it, pick it up and take it away. But if a person spends on that which he loves, and which is dear to him, and especially still when he's young and he needs it, he's not now old and he's going to die any moment, that Allah loves very much. That when a person has got his money, he loves his money, he's still young, he can use it for his enjoyment, etc., but he gives it, he spends from that is very, very beloved to Allah Ta'ala. There is no contradiction between this hadith and others which state that sadaqah, kindness to parents, feeding others, etc. are the best of deeds. Yeah, Nabi, in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iman in Allah is the best deed. And striving in the path of Allah is the best deed. Al-jihadu fi sabilillah. But other hadith, we find different hadith where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam referred to namaz is the best deed. In another hadith, kindness to parents is the best. A sahabi asked, what is the best deed I can do? Kindness to your parents. And also about feeding others. So all this doesn't contradict one another. When we don't have the full knowledge of deen, or we behave in a way that we don't have the full knowledge of deen. Though we may be ulama and all the knowledge is with us, but we only focus on one side and we don't think of the other side, then we come to a lopsided conclusion also. Many people, for example, will explain the great virtues of building family ties. But they don't see the other side, that when it is haram to maintain family ties, when you don't have to give divorce, but divorce automatically takes place. For example, if the husband of wife or wife do acts of kufr, now you don't even have to divorce, that marriage automatically breaks. There is no now sila rahmi, and there is no there now keeping good ties with one another. Their ties have to be broken. So we must see everything in its correct perspective. Or we will talk so much about unity. And what unity we are talking about? About closing the masjid, that all must unite on closing the masjid. That is never loved by Allah Ta'ala. That unity is hated by Allah Ta'ala. Or any other, going to the churches and praying in the churches, that we all must unite on that. That we are going, you also join us, and we must have unity. That unity is cursed by Allah Ta'ala. So we must understand deen in its correct perspective, not in our lopsided way. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered to the question according to the condition of that person and according to the demand of the time. As Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, that for example, charity is a very great act of worship. And when the time comes for charity, like that, carry on with your own ibadat, your zikr, your Quran Sharif, your namaz, etc. You don't have to be spending all the time. But an occasion comes, so there is a call for a need, there is an earthquake somewhere, there are floods somewhere, and now money is required. Now for that time, the charity is a greater ibadat. And at other times, it's not that you have to give charity all the time. At other times, carry on with all your ibadat, etc. But when such occasions come, now that is a greater demand. At that time, see to that. Allah give us a complete and balanced understanding of deen. Not because of our nafsaniya, khayshat, our own desires, we make lopsided judgments of deen. And we use only one side to make a decision. We should see it in completeness. There is no contradiction. There are a few additional points mentioned here. Acha, we'll carry on, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen properly and to practice on it properly. Deen is the means by which we can get lofty stages in this dunya and particularly in the akhirah. May Allah let us and be make shukr Allah gave us this beautiful deen of Islam, teachings of Quran Sharif, teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have been blessed with the greatest things. Where we are following the ways of the kuffar and their lifestyle, and we think that is our great achievement. Wal iyazu billah. Allah guide us to righteousness. Wa akhiru da'wana.